But so the problem is, if you want Occupy Wall Street to succeed, you want them not to get press coverage in the beginning. So in a way, although Occupy Wall Street loves to talk about the lack of press attention, the period between when they started going and when the press caught on, less than 10 days. And that was actually probably good for them. It mattered so much to Occupy Wall Street that no newspaper sent them any traffic in the beginning, so that by the time the media stuff appeared, they had a cultural core that was solid enough to absorb that traffic. And if the Times had thought they were doing them a favor by saying, oh, you know, 20 kids slept overnight in a park and this is going to shake the world, it would have shaken the world less than it has now. So even if the Times were being completely tactically liberal, they still wouldn't want to rush in and front-run that story.